Vacaville River live on KEXP in Austin, Texas. It's so nice to meet you all down here in your hometown because you've certainly come to visit us plenty of times. Thank you so much for coming out today.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
I know you're incredibly busy this time of year. I would think that, I was thinking that South by Southwest wouldn't be so crazy for locals, but Travis tells me that every band in Austin pretty much has 1 to 10 bands staying with them during South by Southwest. So it's crazy. Well, you're certainly no stranger to KEXP and KEXP listeners, but in case we have any new fans out in the audience, want to have a little round of band introductions?
Well, I'm Will Sheff. This is Scott Brackett over here. He plays cornet and keyboards and that thing in his hand that shakes and makes that sound. Patrick Pistorius on bass, Travis Nelson playing drums, and Jonathan Myberg over there playing all manner of things, keyboards mainly, and Brian Cassidy on electric guitar and mandolin.
And other than having people staying with you this week, how crazy is the South by Southwest? I know you got a couple of bands juggling things this week.
It's been a little funny. We were working on our new record, and we had right before that we'd come off of 3 months straight of touring. And then we went in and started doing rehearsals every day, and it was, well, a horrible sort of ironic consequence of that was that during the actual recording process, I lost my voice and I couldn't talk at all. So I would just like hide in my house and not speak. And every time I go out, I'd try to communicate with people like by writing on things, and that just got so awkward so fast that I was like, I'm going to hide in my house. So we put off every little bit of vocal recording and all this last-minute finish stuff for during South by Southwest. That was the only time we could do it. So there's been an added dimension of trying to make the showcases, trying to take care of the dudes who are crashing on your couch, trying to find a parking space, you know, when everything has been taken up, and trying to finish a record at the same time. So it's been a little bit interesting, but I don't think that's in some ways all that unique.
One of the reasons I love you, Will, is you've always got a story like that. Your life is like a movie. I can imagine you walking down the street trying to talk to people by writing on a little notepad. That's hilarious.
It was awful. It was awful. And then people were said, hey, there's the movie Little Miss Sunshine. There's a character that does that. And then I was like, okay, that's it. I'm really not going to leave my house now.
Like I said, your life is like a movie. Well, you did mention the new album, and I was thinking that you played the KEXP Yule Benefit this past December, but actually that was 2005, yeah. Patrick reminded me, which is crazy how quickly time goes by. So, yeah, it is about time for a new album. I'm still not tired of Black Sheep Boy. So I'm holding tight already, and you put out a couple of EPs, the live album in there. But, yeah, new album sounds great. Tell me about it.
We're just in the middle of finishing it up, and for that reason, I'm still a little bit scared of talking about too many details about it, because there's all these things, they start to float together and you start to realize that this song is about this and this song's about that, and this song you thought was so good is actually bad, and that song you thought was so bad is actually good. And I feel like there's so much that can happen to the development of a record up until the last bit. But basically we tried to kind of go as different from Black Sheep Boy as we could in some ways. That seemed like the most scary option, and so probably the best option to take. I was sort of thinking, well, I could keep trying to do this one particular thing and people like that and respond to that, but I think there's like a perverse part of myself that always thinks that the thing that I should never be allowed to get away with is the thing that I should try to get away with or something like that. So it's basically a lot of decisions that we would have made on Black Sheep Boy, we were trying to make the opposite decisions on this record.
Well, that kind of thinking, I think, is what made Black Sheep Boy so great. So no pressure, but can't wait to hear the new album. Can you at least tell us what an anticipated release frame might be?
Yeah, it was supposed to come out in the summer, but then the pipes went out. So it's now going to be coming out in August. And we just can't wait for it. It's actually been, like, way too long. I've been sort of loving and squeezing these songs so close to myself for so long that I feel like it's like, you know, of Mice and Men, I'm gonna mangle them or something like that. I'm really ready for the album, for them to go out in the world where they'll be safe from me revising them to death.
Will, you killed the album.
No. Oh, no, not the album.
Well, we can't wait either, and we'd love to squeeze a few more songs out of you today.
We'd be happy to.
Vacaville River, live on KEXP.